Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Lots to talk about.
Tech Guide.
It's a very well-rounded product, combines great design, great technology, lots of excellent features.
Tech Guide.
This is why Samsung has seen a huge surge, why their profits are up.
Keeping you updated and educated, this is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is not an ultrabook. If you're looking for something small, slim and lightweight, then you need to look elsewhere.
Tech Guide.
Probably one of the most impressive little devices I've seen in quite a while.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to Tech Guide episode 86, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. I'm Stephen Fenwick, editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, we're going to talk about our TV viewing habits in the 21st century and how we can't keep our hands off our devices at mealtimes. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to check out the new SanDisk Connect wireless portable drives, the noise-cancelling headphones created by rapper 50 Cent, the Moshi Sense cover for the iPhone, and the Elgato ITVW to watch digital TV anywhere. And in this week's Tech Guide Help Desk, we'll talk about why you'll need to retune your TV this month. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. A big Tech Guide show to get through, so let's kick it off. Well, you have to admit, watching TV in this day and age, in the 21st century, is a lot different to the way we watched TV many years ago. What's changed the whole experience is the fact that we have the internet, we have ways to stream content, to download content after it's been viewed, record it, watch it later. So many ways to access TV, our content, our favorite shows. So it was interesting to see that Yahoo put together a survey that looked at our TV viewing habits in the 21st century. And I've got to say, the results were quite surprising. There was a lot of my first impression was the fact that live TV was something that we didn't do anymore. We watched it when we wanted to watch it. It was more a lean forward experience rather than a lean back experience. By that I mean we didn't wait for programs. We wanted to get it on demand, get it later. But actually, those results were actually quite the opposite. For 98% of viewers, they had what they call appointment-based TV. So they actually knew a program was going to start at a certain time. They sat down at that time rather than watching it later, recording it and watching later, catch-up TV. They made that appointment. 98% of viewers. Now, what has changed, though, is the way we're watching TV and the devices we're watching TV with. Now, by that I mean sitting in front of a TV to watch our programs is obviously still very popular. But for 67% of people who took part in this survey, they actually watch TV using either a laptop, a smartphone, or a tablet. They actually watch TV on those devices. They don't just have them with them. For that category, 88% of viewers who are sitting in front of their television have with them as a second screen their smartphone or tablet. 82% of people who watch TV had a smartphone or tablet with them. 61% of people had a laptop as well. So with the second screen experience is something that's definitely still a growing trend among TV viewers. And you can tell just by the fact how many people tweet, engage in other social media, and even engage in other content from the show on websites or other apps, just how much that second screen engagement is growing. 58% of viewers, though, said they watch their favorite TV shows via a catch-up service, so they watch it later, while another 40% said that they engage in TV programs online as well. So after a show has completed, a lot of people actually go to the website and engage in the content even further to find out more behind-the-scenes information, characters, that sort of thing. So it's taking that experience from just beyond the TV to dive deeper into the content, and thankfully the internet can provide that kind of engagement as well. Social media also plays a huge part in the whole process. And how many people, and I can admit to this myself, I have to say that I wouldn't have heard of House of Cards, a recent program, a Netflix program that's actually released an entire season at once. So there has been two seasons now, second season's just been released. I wouldn't have really been inclined to watch that program if it hadn't have been for the people that I follow and am friends with on social media. If it hadn't been for their recommendations or mentions on my various feeds, that 40% of us find out about a program through social media. So if your friends are talking about a TV show, I think great recent examples apart from House of Cards has been Game of Thrones is a big one. Breaking Bad is another huge show that's often mentioned on social media as well. There's a lot of people who've decided to watch those shows on the strength of your recommendation on social media. So that really plays a huge part. It's no wonder that social media is such a large part of a TV production nowadays. There's hashtags and recommendations, even live tweets from various reality shows, live programs, sports shows. It's an essential ingredient in the TV offering of today that you mention your show on social media, and more importantly, that other people mention the show as well, so that it does get to the eyes and ears of other people and thereby growing the audience. If you want to read more about that story, the Yahoo TV research, you can head over to techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Now, we're all guilty of this. I'm a big fan of technology, probably a bigger fan of technology than your usual user out there. But how many times have you eaten, gone out for a meal, eaten dinner at home, and had your smartphone, or in some cases even your tablet, by your side and used it while you were eating? I can see a lot of hands up there. It is a very common thing for us to do. There's research that's been commissioned actually by KFC that says 9 in 10 of us think that we're being less social because we're using our devices at mealtimes. 1 in 4 of us spend at least 5 minutes using personal devices during meals. Now, I'm not talking about people who are eating on their own. I'm talking about people who are with others, with the family or with a partner. How often have you sat at a restaurant and looked at families and couples who aren't talking to each other, but they're actually on their devices, checking social media, sending messages? They're not actually talking to each other. They're talking to other people who aren't there with them. So rather than giving your attention to the person that you're sitting opposite, these people, and I have to admit, I've been guilty of this myself, and you know, I'm not proud to say, we're actually giving our attention to people who aren't with us, who haven't taken the trouble to sit with us in the same room. KFC commissioned this research because it actually came about from their store managers who noticed a high number of people eating at their restaurants, either on their own or with families and workmates, and who spend so much time on their mobile devices. So what KFC has done is they set up a challenge for last week where they decided to trial the mobile collection buckets at its Sydney store, the North Mead store, which is one of their popular stores because a lot of work tradesmen go there at lunchtime together, and it's got a very high number of families who would go there for dinner and also on weekends. So they thought it would be an interesting experiment to put out these buckets and can encourage customers to place their devices in the bucket and to talk to each other, enjoy the food, enjoy each other's company for a week. Now, we don't know the results of that, but I think what it's done is actually highlighted a problem that we've got where we really need to pay more attention to the people that are with us, that are eating a meal with us, whether it's our families or our friends, work friends. There are restaurants actually that offer patrons a discount if they check their smartphones, mobile phones in at the door. So you can actually, there are restaurants that give you a 10, 20% discount if you leave your smartphone, you check it in before you sit down at the table, and you that way you can enjoy the atmosphere, the food, the company, rather than having to stare at your device checking it every 5 minutes. Another thing I've heard of people who gather together for meals is that everyone places their smartphone in the middle of the table, face down. And the first person to reach for their device during that meal has to pay the bill. So that's a great way of encouraging people not to use their devices at meal times. Very interesting. I think take a look at yourself, what you're doing at meal times. It's only during meal time if we can at least not use our devices. Then if we're with someone, let's talk to each other, especially kids with their families. You want everyone to chat to each other. You don't want everyone just buried in their devices. Good advice there. KFC, well done on taking off with that initiative after their research. If you want to read more about that story, you can do it at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. Well, the Netgear Nighthawk has been released. The AC1900 smart Wi-Fi router is here. Get the fastest Wi-Fi currently available with the Netgear R7000 Nighthawk smart Wi-Fi router. Built with gaming, streaming, and mobile devices in mind, this next generation gigabit Wi-Fi router has a 1 gigahertz dual core processor and delivers the ultimate in Wi-Fi speed and range, so you can enjoy lag-free gaming or video streaming with less buffering around your home. The Netgear Nighthawk is packed with advanced features, from prioritizing gaming, music, and video streaming to automatic backups using ReadyShare Vault for PCs and Apple Time Machine for Macs. So if you're looking for the ultimate in speed, range, and advanced features for your home network, upgrade to the Netgear Nighthawk R7000 smart Wi-Fi router and get ready for the extreme. Check out the Nighthawk at netgear.com.au/Nighthawk.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennett. Tech Guide.
All right, we're going to kick off the Tech Guide reviews for this week's episode with a product that has just been announced. Embargo has just lifted for the couple of products from SanDisk. Now, SanDisk is already a major player in the flash media market, and they've released two new devices, the SanDisk Connect Wireless Media Drive and the Connect Wireless Flash Drive. Now, both of these devices have as the name gives away, are both wireless. They've got built-in Wi-Fi hotspot. They've also got a built-in rechargeable battery. So what you can do with these devices is load them full of your content and then you can stream that content to smartphones and tablets on the move. So imagine this scenario where kids are in the back or on a long plane trip. They want to be entertained. They've all got their own devices. With the SanDisk products, let's take the wireless media drive as an example. You can set up all that content on the drive and allow each of the children, say three of them, to individually log in, wirelessly connect to the drive. Up to 8 devices can connect to the drive, by the way. With the media drive, it can even stream 5 HD movies at the same time. So all 3 kids in the back of your car can watch 3 different movies from the same drive. You can connect up to 8 devices. With the wireless media flash drive, with the wireless flash drive from SanDisk, you can still connect up to 8 devices and stream 3 simultaneous streams to a smartphone or a tablet. Really handy products. It allows you to access your content from anywhere, and it gives that flexibility so that not one person can enjoy the content. You can actually view it among a number of devices, up to 8, as I mentioned. The wireless media drive is just 6.6 centimeters square. It's 1.4 centimeters thick, available in 32 and 64 gig capacities, priced at $140 and $180 respectively. The Connect Wireless flash drive looks like a normal USB drive with a USB plug in one end, but it has got under the hood wireless connectivity. So, and you've also got a rechargeable battery, which can be connected every time you connect it to your the battery can be recharged, I should say, every time you connect that USB drive to your computer. So even though it works, it can work with like a regular thumb drive, so you can stick it in your computer, drag and drop all your content. Once it's unplugged and you press the button on the back, it turns into a wireless drive, and then you can have three simultaneous streams to your smartphone and your tablet. The SanDisk Connect wireless flash drive is priced at $90 for 16 gig, $110 for 32 gig, and $180 for the 64 gig. If you want to read more about the SanDisk Connect wireless products, you can do that at techguide.com.au. Well, rapper 50 Cent has been very busy of late. He's got an SMS audio brand. That's his company that he develops headphones for. And his very latest product is the Street by 50 ANC headphones. ANC being short for active noise cancelling. So 50 Cent, a.k.a. Curtis Jackson, the very famous rapper, has put his name to these headphones, and that's not something that he has taken lightly. He's actually put a lot of work into this product, in the development of the product, and he's ensured that this product sounds pretty good. And I have to say, I've reviewed them on Tech Guide. I have to agree. They deliver a very high quality sound. Now, they are available in black and silver. They are very sturdily built, they've got adjustable headband, which is quite durable. You can even twist the headband, and it's not going to break. So real designed for day-to-day use. They've got a soft leather headband as well as ear cup cushioning, so they can sit very easily on your head. The headband is quite adjustable. I've got quite a big head, and it's sat quite comfortably even on my fat head. So for anyone else out there who would usually have a head smaller than mine, this is going to be a comfortable fit as well, especially if you're wearing them for a long time, like you're on a long flight. That's where not only the ear cup cushioning comes into play, but also the noise cancellation. And this is active noise cancellation. So apart from it offering the passive noise cancellation of the ear cups covering your ear and creating a little bit of a seal, the active noise cancellation also comes into play to cut out that ambient noise. I have to say, on the audio side, they are very, very impressive. Now, there are some other similar target market for these products would be the Beats by Dr. Dre. I personally find the Beats a little bit too bass heavy. Very, very high emphasis on bass, which is obviously aimed at the youth market because they love a lot of bass. But what I liked about the Street by 50 ANC headphones was they were a fairly well-balanced sound. So not only you get your highs and mid-levels, but also the bass was just at the right level, not too overpowering, as I find with the Dr. Dre headphones. Now, these are obviously designed for flights, for public transport, so they can cut out that outside noise. They've got a rechargeable battery in the ear cup as well. You can charge it with a micro USB. There's a micro USB port on the side. Just plug that into your computer. You get a recharge. They can also work, though. Even if you say you run out of battery, they will then work as non-noise cancelling, so just like normal headphones. So don't be afraid. If you run out of charge, you can actually still listen to your music. You won't have the noise cancellation, but you still will have a very enjoyable sound. The headphones can also fold down once you finish with them. They've got hinges that allow you to fold them up and pack them away in the supplied football-shaped case. Under the hood or in the ear cups are tuned 40mm drivers, which is what's responsible for that really impressive sound. I've reviewed them on Tech Guide. I quite like these headphones. I've given them a decent rating. You can check that out at techguide.com.au. But 50 Cent, he should be proud of having his name on a product like this. These are very high quality earphones, kind of competing in that sort of Dr. Dre Beats level. But I'd say maybe not far behind Bose in terms of noise cancellation. My only criticism would be they're just a tad bulky. They're quite big when they sit on your head. But they're still light and comfortable. So worth checking out. Street by 50 active noise cancelling headphones. You want to check out the review, my rating, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide.
Keeping you updated and educated.
Now, we've heard of smart covers for Samsung devices and other Android devices, but how about a smart cover, or let's call it a sense cover, for the iPhone? Well, that's exactly what Moshi, which is a company that comes up with lots of Apple and iPhone and iPad accessories, that's exactly what they've come up with. The sense cover case for the iPhone 5 or 5S has a leatherette cover as well as a polycarbonate card case. So the device, the iPhone sits in that hard case and the cover then comes across the screen. But the cover has a small window. And what that window allows you to do when the device is in standby mode or when you're receiving a call, it allows you to see either the time, the date, or an alarm. But it also lets you see who's calling you. Now, traditionally, what you do with a cover of this style is that you'd have to open the cover, fold it back under the phone, slide to answer on the screen, and then make your call. Well, not so with the Sense cover. You can actually answer your call on the iPhone by leave the cover closed. What there is along the bottom of the cover is what they call the Sense Array pads. They're four little pads that run horizontally across the screen, right in line where the slide to unlock or slide to answer icon would appear on the screen whenever you get a call. Now, when you slide your finger along the Sense Array pads, it actually makes contact with that slide to unlock on the screen and lets you answer your call. So you can answer the call and not have to open the cover. I think that's pretty clever. I've been using this for about a week now, and another upside of not having to open that cover is that your screen's protected. You're not going to leave a sweaty face print on your phone, as I tend to do when I'm talking on my phone for extended periods of time. So they're pretty cool features, available in two different colors. There's a black and a platinum. And it is priced at $59.95. I'm impressed with this product. There's a YouTube video on my story on Tech Guide, but the Moshi Sense cover available now. It's got a magnetic clasp too, so that what that does, it keeps the cover closed so that the flap's not continually popping up. So it actually keeps it all nice and tight. But another thing too is when you actually do want to open up the cover, you can actually fold that cover all the way around the back, and that magnetic clasp can then be attached on the other side. So it actually holds the cover back as well. Of course, there are holes for your camera. There's even a hole in the back so you can still see the precious Apple logo on your iPhone. You want people to know you're using an iPhone, of course. And there's also a hole at the top for your earpiece. And also, if you are listening to music, there are ways you can adjust the volume on the side of the cover as well. Moshi Sense cover, as I mentioned, in titanium and steel black, $59.95. I've listed the places where you can buy this product on my story at techguide.com.au. Now, I don't know about you, but I really like watching TV wherever I am. I don't like to miss a TV show, and God forbid I don't want to miss a sporting event. So this next product from Elgato allows you to tune into your favorite shows anywhere using your smartphone or your tablet. I'm talking about the Elgato ITVW. Now, this is a product that is incredibly small. It's about the size of a box of matches or a packet of Tic Tacs, if you know what I'm talking about. It is tiny. It fits in the palm of your hand. And what it is, it's actually a little miniature digital TV tuner, a little mini digital set-top box that can receive the TV signal and then wirelessly stream it to your tablet or smartphone. That's right, it's got a little built-in Wi-Fi hotspot that you then connect directly with your tablet, and then it allows you to stream the TV signal onto your device. Now, you have to download the ITVW app, which lets you then scan for channels. And it's also got an EPG, an electronic program guide, on board as well. So you can not only you can plan your viewing, see what's on, see what's on next. It even allows you to record programs on any space you have on your device's memory. But the good thing about this is that it doesn't use up any data. There is ways to watch TV at the moment. You can subscribe to services and it uses either Wi-Fi or on the go 4G or 3G. And these services are terrific, but it does use up a lot of data, and we've only got a limited amount of data to use every month. Well, with the Elgato device, you're not using data. It's receiving a signal the same way your TV receives a signal. So once it receives that signal, wirelessly flick it across to your device. You can watch live TV on the go. It's small enough to carry around. It's got three different antennas. It's got one antenna that's got a little, it's an extendable antenna, telescopic antenna for when you're outside and you've got good reception. You can use that. If you're inside, you're not going to get the best reception, but there is an attachment so that you can plug it into the wall, aerial plug in the wall. So if you want to view within your home, there's a way to connect it to the aerial on the ceiling of your home or your office. There is a wall plug attachment. A third antenna is also included. It's a bit of a longer cable that connects to your device, so it connects to the Elgato TV ITVW, and has about a 1.5 to 2 meter cord to an aerial. So say, for example, you've got the device on your desk and you maybe want to put the aerial just near the window where you get better reception, or it's actually got a magnetic base, that aerial. So say the kids in the back of the car want to use it, you can actually attach the aerial to the roof of your car. It'll magnetically attach. Cable comes into the car, into the Elgato ITVW, and then your kids in the back of the car can watch television, live TV. So that's another handy use for that as well. The Elgato ITVW, it works with iOS and Android devices. As I mentioned, you've got to download an app to view it, Android and iOS. So that's Android smartphones and tablets, and also, of course, the iPhone and iPad. It's got a rechargeable battery on board as well, and that'll last for up to 8 hours of viewing. Up to 4 hours of viewing on one charge, which is still pretty good. If you're out and about watching a lot of TV, 4 hours of TV viewing, that's plenty in one sitting, but you can recharge the battery 4 hours at a time. The ITVW is available now. It's priced at $129, and if you want to see what it looks like and to read my full review, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Now. Answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Our help desk is all about TV tuning. Now, when I'm on the radio, I get a lot of calls from listeners who are having trouble receiving certain channels. And you'll notice of late that has been a problem. You remember the analog signal was cut off in December 2013. That was only a couple of months ago now. But what I've found are a lot of people ringing me on the radio saying, look, I'm not getting Channel 10, I'm not getting Channel 7, I'm not getting SBS. And the reason for that is because a lot of the TVs have had to change frequency. So to complete the digital switchover, some TVs actually had to change frequencies. Now, it also depends where you live for you to know when you need to retune your TV, because they are still completing this switchover, and TV stations are going to, in the next couple of weeks and beyond, going to be switching their frequencies. Once they do that, if you have the wrong frequency, you won't be able to watch that channel on your TV, so you'll need to do a retune. The government has actually set up a digitalready.gov.au website where you can check out the date that you need to do your retune. All you need to do, head over to retune.digitalready.gov.au, and I've created a link from my story at Tech Guide. Once you've got into the website, you can simply enter your address, and it will tell you the date you need to retune. For the Greater Sydney area, that date is March the 18th. So on that day, from March 18 and onwards, you'll need to perform an auto tune on your TV to pick up all the different frequencies of the stations. They may have changed slightly. So not only for your TV, you need to also retune your set-top boxes, digital recorders, on or after the date that's specified for your area. Sydney, as I mentioned, March the 18th. Now, retuning your TV isn't hard. All you need to do is hit your menu button and look for the settings, and then look for the options to auto tune or digital tuning, and then hit it. And once that's completed, it may take a few minutes, you should have all of the current frequencies of the TV channels, and you'll be able to watch them all. If anyone's experienced some difficulties in the last couple of weeks, what's happened is maybe the digital frequencies have already changed, and that may be the reason why you're not viewing some channels, or they're not coming through as clearly as you would like. the site to check out to find the right date for your retune is retune.digitalready.gov.au. And as I said, I have created a link on my story at Tech Guide for you to check out. And that's our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. You can read more about anything we've talked about on the show at techguide.com.au. You can also get in touch with us by email at info@techguide.com.au. Another way you can get in touch is to send us your help desk questions to the Tech Guide forum. A special thanks too to our sponsors Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been fantastic having your company. We hope you could tune in again next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.